Welcome, everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hits on Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I'm your host, Eric, and my co-host is Aquinas. How are you, Aquinas?
I'm good.
It was an interesting week to week 14, especially the last two games of the week on Monday night. We'll definitely get to those two games. And then talk about the Eagles game. And then we'll talk about all the five games that we picked. So that's mainly games we'll be talking about and maybe some others. So that said, let's get to the Patriots and Steelers game. I mean, I don't think I watched any of this game. Did you watch any of this game? Even though we picked
it. Oh, I want to get to just talk about the Steelers for 1 minute. And I think the Steelers, I want to talk about the Steelers for a minute. And I think the Steelers are not the Steelers of old. Ever since the retirement of Ben Roethlisberger, I think Mike Tomlin been lucking out with these so-called winning seasons, quote-unquote winning seasons. But this year, I think the Steelers were more of a special team. And by beating teams that they shouldn't be beating, but they play in that thing. They played down to their competition. And for these last 2 weeks, they played down and got kicked, punched in the mouth hard to their competition.
Yep.
I think they have done the opposite of what the Eagles have, to tell you the truth. They look at these are two winnable teams they should have just beat the brakes off of. They're the Patriots and the Cardinals. And they play down on both tools.
And they don't
I would say, yes, it was. Yes. They're the first team that lost to under a 2-win team at home, back to back.
Yeah, that's what makes it worse is they were at home, too. They were obviously favorite in both games. But to be at home and lose to the two worst teams in the NFL, two teams that are basically, I don't want to use the tank word, but they're not trying to win, per se. But, it was baffling to me that they lost both those games. Yeah, this could be the first year that Tomlin had a losing record. I mean, he's 2 wins away from getting a winning record and keeping that streak alive. But there's 4 games left. Honestly, do you see 2 wins? Do you think he can get 2 wins?
I think
who they play this week.
Probably.
Yeah, they probably will.
If I will, but the record is a fraudulent record because it should have been better than what they were would have been if they don't play down. And to tell you the truth, I think between the Steelers and then with the Patriots and Bill Belichick, I think Bill Belichick is confident on the part ways. I think Bill Belichick needs to go to a different team. Bill Belichick, that Patriots team need to be blown up.
Yep.
And start all over again. Nothing against Bill Belichick. It's just that the team is not the same as it used to be when Tom Brady era. You had your run.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You got your titles. But the Bill of it,
exactly.
I think another team can will benefit from his mind.
I have one team in mind that I mentioned before in our chat, Washington. That's a big name for Josh Harris, the new owner. And you know, he's gonna want to make a big splash in coaching hire, in his first coaching hire as a new owner. And, you know, he's going to have a big say in that, even though he's not the GM, but he's still the owner. Did you see that? Belichick going to Washington?
Probably. I don't want to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'll say it's LA. Send them down to LA. Not the Rams, the Chargers.
Yeah. But they have a franchise quarterback in Justin Herbert, and that defense is still decent enough, and they have talent on that team. But I could see that too. I mean, I could see the Rams, and if what's his name, Sean decides to compete.
Okay.
Yeah, McVay decided to retire. Didn't he deciding he was going to retire last year, too? If I remember correctly.
I'm not sure about... I know Aaron Donald was. I'm not sure about the coach.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying the Rams are going to fire him because they just went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, which... seems like a long time ago. Now, but I could see him going to one of the LA teams, Washington, Carolina. Can you see that?
Carolina?
Are they too young? I mean, they have Bryce Young. I don't know if that's the type of quarterback either.
Bryce Young was a tease. All right. He was a tease as the number one pick. He stinks. I'm sorry.
I know.
He stinks. He's dead.
They should have picked CJ Stroud. He's the best quarterback in this class right now. I can't think of another team. Unless the Jets fire. Could you see a scenario where the Jets fire, what's his name? Forgot his name. Jets fire the coach. Yeah. Could you see a scenario where they fire him and they hire Bill Belichick?
I think he's protected under the Aaron Rodgers, knowing that Aaron Rodgers has been hurt with 3 plays into the first game of the season. So we can't tell what the Jets would look like this year without a few tips. Your number one QB.
You know, Aaron Rodgers probably has a lot of say. You see a scenario where Aaron Rodgers is trying to pull for Bill Belichick to go to the Jets?
I don't think so, no.
I'll throw it out there. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but
no.
The possibility of Bill Belichick and Aaron Rodgers. Just throwing it out there. Not saying it's going to happen, but never say never. Anything can happen. Just throwing it out there. But I honestly think it could be Washington or, as you said, one of the two LA teams if Tom McVay leaves or retires. There's going to be a lot of change in the NFL. As far as head coaching jobs are concerned, could could the Steelers fire Mike Tomlin? I know they're not, I thought the Steelers way. It's probably time to blow them up too. Blow that team up.
What the Steelers, I think, is missing is veteran leadership. That's what I think the Steelers are missing.
Yeah, I don't see the Steelers firing Mike Tomlin. That's not the Steelers way. They don't fire coaches unless he retires, which I don't think happens. Unless he takes a better coaching job somewhere else and wants to try to build somewhere else. I don't see the Steelers firing anybody. But speaking of the Steelers, I was looking at their schedule. And there's a chance they could finish the season with a losing record. They had the Colts up that on back. They had the Bengals in 2 weeks on Christmas, on next Saturday. At home, the Bengals are no cakewalk, as we've seen. We thought they would be. And then they go to the Seahawks. Not an easy place to play. And then they could beat the Ravens, because the Ravens might have the number one seed locked up by then, and the Ravens might not have anything to play for, who always. You never know with those two teams. Could have beat them earlier. They always split. Did the Steelers beat them? Steelers beat the Ravens. Yeah, Steelers beat the Ravens in week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In week 5. So, no two usually split, but yeah, it's interesting to see what the Steelers, if they finish with a winning record at 9-8. I don't see them making the playoffs. Do you see them sneaking into the playoffs as usual, like they have in the past?
I can see them sneaking into the playoffs. No, you're wrong. They can.
Yeah, they always find a way, don't they?
Yeah.
Somehow they always find a back door into the playoffs. Which is... Yeah, somehow they always find a back door into the playoffs, but yeah, I have nothing much more to say about this game. Other than I thought the Steelers were gonna win, but the Patriots came out and played. And they changed quarterbacks. I didn't realize that they changed quarterbacks. Was he hurt? Matt Jones?
Who?
Matt Jones?
No, he benched him.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was benched or if he was hurt.
No, he benched him.
Well, I guess he's not the future. I mean, they're probably going to draft a quarterback. Most likely, they would be stupid not to. Because you have a lot of quarterbacks that are coming out this year. You have Williams, and you have May from North Carolina. You have all this talent coming out that they could draft. But next game, the Bills and Chiefs. Do you want to start this one, or should I? I mean, you got this right. I wish. I'm not surprised. I mean, even though I picked the Chiefs, I was rooting for the Bills because I like the Bills. And I stick to seeing the Chiefs win all the time. But, yeah, the Bills went in there, played their game. I didn't watch the home game. I watched second half of the game. But the Bills played their game. And they went into Kansas City and beat them. They almost blew it. Questionable calls, you could say, on both sides. But the Bills got it done. There were some incredible plays that Josh Allen did. But the Bills got it done. And the Bills have won, are trying to make a run. And with the Dolphins losing, we'll get to that one later, but with the Dolphins losing, they are kind of back in the AFC East race. With only two games behind the Dolphins now. Right? Yeah, two games. With a game in hand because they beat them early in the season. So, yeah. The Bills look impressive against the Chiefs, and the Chiefs look like garbage right now. They lost to the Eagles. Then they got a lucky win against, they beat the Raiders. And then they lost the last two games against the Packers and Bills. So they've lost three of the last four. The two Super Bowl representatives are not playing well right now. But yeah, the Chiefs need to get a wide receiver for Patrick Mahomes sooner rather than later, because I know they won two Super Bowls with him, but boy, they're going to waste his prime years and have a chance to earn more Super Bowls if they don't get him another weapon. He has no weapons in that team besides Travis Kelce.
Very true. Yeah, but I used to run around and watch most of the game. I did see the ending. But you have to say that how can you not realize that you went, my man started off stony, started off all sides. It wasn't you, it was clear day to the point that I wouldn't even land the flight. I would have called it right away. I mean, I was watching, I saw all sides, he was sitting right next to this defensive end.
Yep. Yeah. That was funny. Because I saw that play, and I thought the Chiefs had taken the lead the way they were talking, or won the game or something. But then they showed the replay. I said, wow. And good for the Bills. The Bills are making a run right now, and they have to. They're playing their best football right now. They have to play. They have no room for error right now, the Bills. And they're playing like it. And don't look now. The Chiefs are only one game ahead of the Broncos. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but all of a sudden the Broncos are playing something that's turned around that team in 2 months. They look like garbage the first couple weeks. First month of the season, they look like garbage. But ever since, I forgot who they beat. It was the Chiefs, wasn't it? Ever since the Chiefs game. Ever since they beat the Chiefs, they've been on a roll. Even though they lost, was it last week or something? I forgot. But the Broncos are playing really well right now under Sean Payton. What up? Is there another thing you want to talk about before we talk about the elephant in the room, the Eagles game? Let's see.
Nah.
Because then we'll get to the Super Bowl, the Monday night game. But let's talk about this game. You want me to start first?
Yeah, you can.
We both had the Eagles bouncing back from this game. But boy, the Eagles didn't look good on all phases of the game. They looked like they were out of sync. And I'm not even blaming anybody. I'm blaming the whole team. I think they were unprepared for this game. They made Dallas look like a real elite team, which irritates me because I hate losing to Dallas. But give credit to Dallas. I can't believe I'm saying that. Give credit to Dallas. They played through it. They played good. But I think it's more mainly that Dallas, that we played bad more than Dallas is that good. Because I still don't think Dallas is all that great. But I still think they're going to choke when it matters. But, yeah, we have problems on the offense. We can't, for some reason, they're not running the ball enough. And for some reason, our two receivers had bad games on Sunday. Both fumbled their ball in the red zone. So did Jalen. 3-3, fumbled the ball 3 times in the red zone. And we came up short. One of them could have been a touchdown. And it could have changed the whole entire complexion of the game if they didn't fumble those 3 times. If 2 of them were touchdowns, whole different game. But you can't go back in a time machine like that. It happened. Congratulations to the Cowboys. Enjoy this win. Enjoy it. Because you're still not winning the division. The Eagles have a tough game on Monday night against the Seahawks. They haven't beaten the Seahawks in 15 years. And last time they won was in Seattle, 2008. November 2nd, 2008. But, yeah, that's what we've been hearing all week. I've said it. Eagles have problems on defense and offense, especially defense. They have got 33 points to the Cowboys, 42 to the Niners the last 2 weeks. Their offense looks bad, I think. They stopped running the ball. Jalen Hurts, I'm not even blaming Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is the least of our problems. It's the play calling and offense is pitiful, and the defense is pitiful. They need to get their shit together on Monday night, or we may very well lose the division. If they don't get their shit together on Monday night, it starts on Monday. They need to get their shit together. That's all I have.
What? I see this game. Think about this game. I think about, this. I don't blame offense more than the defense, because the defense can't stop nothing nowadays.
Yep.
The defense is awful, horrible. It's not even our way to standard. I mean, we're not getting pressure on QB. We can't cover. Our secondary is awful. If I would have to take apart the things I would like looking to fix in this year, is our secondary play.
Yep. It's kind of pitiful. And I'm being nice by saying that. It starts on Monday night. That's Monday. They need to play better. Or we could very well, I hate saying it, we very well could lose that division. I'm not guaranteeing the Eagles are winning the division, but I don't see the Cowboys winning it more than the Eagles giving it away. But, yeah, they need to fix their shit on defense. It's pitiful. You have any more to say? Anything else to say about?
Not really.
Yeah. I know this game we didn't pick last week, but I want to briefly talk about the Lions. Are the Lions contenders or the pretenders in your mind? They've lost two out of three to two teams that they should have beat. They lost to the Bears, and they lost to the Buccaneers. No, not the Buccaneers. Who did they lose to?
Don't get me wrong. I always just thought the Lions, or if they made the playoffs, they was going to be one and done anyway. But not because they're one and done, because they're a bad team and playing in a bad division. That's why they got a playoff berth. I say a reason I say they're one and done is because they don't have experience, that playoff experience as a team.
Yeah.
Team-wise. That's why I say they're one and done.
Yeah.
So they are contenders. I'll say contenders. They're just not contenders to the point that they're a real threat of a contender. In my book, they're years, I'll say 2 or 3 years of actually becoming until you get
real
that.
Contenders.
Sorry, I say playoff experience. They need that one playoff game to know the difference. To that playoff game atmosphere to learn how to adjust and use that as motivation of what it feels like to actually be in a real game, high quality game.
Yep, I agree. And I said they lost 2 out of 3. I thought they lost 2 out of 3 for some reason. But yeah, I know it was a divisional game against the Bears. It was in Chicago. But I thought they were going to win that game. You need to win those games. But as you said, they're still young. They're a young team in the, I say, a weak division. As we saw Monday night with the Packers. But yeah, I could the Lions win one game in the playoffs because they're at home? Yeah. But they're probably going to lose to whoever they play in the divisional round because of their lack of experience. Although they do have Jared Goff. No, he didn't even have experience. He got traded. You know, he had that experience before he got traded. So, they do have some playoff experience, but not the entire team. But, yeah. Now we can talk about the two Monday night games, doubleheader. I only watched the Dolphins and Titans because that was the only game that interests me. But do you catch both of them?
I mean, I flipped back and forth. The only thing that really kept, like, I was really surprised about the Dolphins and Titans is that how well the Titans defense played. Before
yeah.
Miami, the only one offensive touchdown, it speaks for yourself. Yes or no, Tyreek? I think the game would have been differently if Tyreek wasn't hurt, especially
yeah.
on that last drive. Tyreek, what if we could have been talking about something different? Which
yeah,
proves to you how valuable Tyreek Hill is as a player to that team.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, he's vital to that. But if they want to make a playoff run to the Super Bowl, he needs to be 90% or 80%. Because from watching the game, they didn't throw. From watching the game, they didn't throw deep. Because they didn't have Tyreek Hill until He didn't come back until the fourth quarter, right? I missed when he came back. He came back. He didn't play after he got hurt. And he didn't play the third quarter, but I think he came back to fourth for a little bit. Played a couple plays, went out, came back. He was off and on. But he didn't look like they were trying to throw to him a lot either. I thought it was a knee, but not luckily, but it was an ankle. So they were fortunate there that it wasn't a knee. My initial thought when he went down, I thought, and he was holding his knee, I said, oh, shit, an ACL. But luckily, he came back up and walked on his own power, so that was good. Because that play with the Dolphins season, that was like the air was taken out of the stadium when he went down. You could see it. All the Dolphins, they were showing all the Dolphin fans. They were, like, restless. They was like, oh, shit, this is our season. This is our Super Bowl right here. But, yeah. And then to watch the comeback unfold was like, wow, this is really happening. This is seriously happening. Titans went for two on the first touchdown. It's like, this is so typical. They're not going to get the ball back. They're not going to win. Dolphins go, three and out, and they give Titans the ball right back with more than enough time to go downfield and score. And the Titans were just throwing it. Looked like Tom Brady out there, just throwing the ball with ease. The Dolphins couldn't stop them. They looked like the Eagles couldn't stop anything. Dolphins, and you said this earlier in the season where you said the Dolphins' defense is not good. Yeah, they're not. Dolphins' defense is not good. They're just as bad as the Eagles right now. That defense, two drives in a row, less than 5 minutes, they allowed 15 points in less than 5 minutes, or less than 4 minutes. What were your thoughts on the Giants game?
Packers can't stop the run.
Yeah.
The reason the Giants won their game is because of the running game. Up their running game.
And
I'm surprised the Packers defense didn't show up.
It smelled like a letdown spot for the Packers, going back on the road, having come off two big wins in a row, Thanksgiving Day, and last Sunday night at home, two big wins against two playoff contenders. Going to play a team that had four wins on Monday night. Everybody thinks you're going to win. You're on a high. I mean, they almost won, but they couldn't stop the Giants on the last drive, so they lost on a game-winning field goal. But so those were probably the two most epic games of the week because it was the last two games of the week, and it happened, like, almost 10 minutes apart just to watch both underdogs pulled out was unbelievable. I mean, I didn't know why they had a doubleheader, but now I'm not complaining because we had two great games going on. Two of the best Monday Night Football games of the year. I'm not saying the two best, but two of the best Monday Night Football games of the year. At least two of them. They're probably ranked the Monday Night Football games, they're probably top five with the dramatic ending of both games with underdogs. I don't know what the count is, but look at how many underdogs have won on Monday night this year, last couple weeks. It's the Eagles, Bengals, the Titans, and the Giants. I think those are the last four Monday Night Football games. The underdogs have been killing it on Monday night, people. They've been killing it on Monday night. That's really impressive. Any more thoughts on any other games?
No.
Let's get to our team of the week. I'm going to go, I'll go with the Tennessee Titans for coming back, for that comeback. Scoring 15 points in less than four minutes, whatever it was. Was it against the Dolphins on the road, against a team that looked like they were going to win. They had the momentum shifted like that, flipped like that in a heartbeat. So, looked like the Titans were falling apart, and then the Dolphins just gave the momentum right back. So, I'm going to give it to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. Mine, I want to go with the Buffalo Bills.
That's a good one, too. My MVP of the week, I'm going to go – hold on. My MVP of the week. My MVP of the week is probably – I'll go with the rookie quarterback for – the Tennessee Titans were going downfield, two drives in a row, basically two-minute offenses, 4 minutes, and again, winning that game on the road. Will Levis. I think he's a rookie.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a rookie. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to pick my team. I mean, my player of the week. I guess might as well have to go to the Giants kicker, kicking that game-winning field goal. And how the Giants pulled it off, I'm going with him.
That's a good one. What else? Oh, our Power 5 of the week. I'll start with the AFC this week. Ravens. I'll go Ravens. Ravens, the Texans didn't win either. No, Jaguars. Ravens. Browns? No. Hold on. Ravens, Bills, and I Browns and Jaguars.
All right, I'll go with Ravens. I'll take the Browns, Bills, Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
And Dolphins.
So you got Ravens, Browns, Bills, Broncos, and Dolphins. I'll change my fifth right. one to Broncos. Because the Jaguars haven't played well. So there you go. NFC, let's see, I'll let you start.
I'll go with the 49ers. I'm going with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, Dallas, Detroit. And then Philly.
Yep. 49ers for me. I hate to do it, but the Cowboys. Lions. Eagles. And Packers, even though they lost. So our picks. Now we go to our five picks a week. Thursday night, we always do the primetime games and one or two others, depending on where the Eagles are slotted. Thursday night football. We got the 2-5-8 teams. Two teams that have lost their quarterback. No. Chargers lost their quarterback for the year in Justin Herbert. And the Raiders are playing with their rookie quarterback, or whatever, second-year quarterback, whatever he is. Two teams that are going nowhere. Chargers and Raiders. Rivalry. They spent decades, I guess. Kind of. The former L.A. team, now new L.A. team. In the Chargers vs. Raiders, I got the Raiders here.
And I'll take the Raiders as well.
I think they're the better coach team. Broncos and Lions, Sunday night. Not Sunday night, Saturday night football. On NFL Network, there's three NFL games on Saturday this week. I'm going Lions.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Cowboys and Bills, two teams that are coming off big wins. Cowboys, I think both of them beat the Super Bowl teams. The Bills beat the Chiefs. Cowboys beat the Eagles. I'm going Bills here.
I'm taking the Bills as well.
Home.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills.
It's where we take. Yep. It's probably where we take back control of the division. We have to do our work. Sunday Night Football. It's going to be a great game. Ravens and Jags. Lamar Jackson versus Trevor Lawrence. I got the Ravens. I don't like what I've seen from the Jags lately.
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens as well.
Ravens might win the Super Bowl. They look good right now. Nobody's talking about that. Everybody's talking about the Eagles or the Niners or Cowboys or the Chiefs or Bills. No, nobody's really talking about how good the Ravens are. They're like the under the radar team that nobody's talking about. Eagles and Seahawks. I said it earlier in the episode. Eagles' last win in Seattle was in Seattle, November 2nd, 2008, 15 years ago. They haven't beaten them in 15 years. Every streak comes to an end, and this is the week that Eagles get back. Right? I got the Eagles.
I don't know, man. The way the Eagles are looking, I'm taking Seattle on this one.
Yeah. Anyone is probably be the Eagles at least. But I have the – I get to own my heart. But it wouldn't surprise me to see Seahawks one. I mean, both are coming off three-game losing streaks, so they're both on losing streaks. But how did we do last week? Plaintiff is went 2-3, and now he's 36-26. I went winless with my picks. I'm 35-27, and we agree on three of the picks this week. You got anything else, man?
Nope. I'm good.
Do the plugs for this week. Listen to Doug and Daniel, because me and Clem won't be on the show this week. I'm going to a sister's game, and Clem's working. But still listen to them. They'll be doing Saturday Night Main Event, January 7th, 1989. That should be a good episode. We'll have a good time about it. And then listen to us on Saturday for the Unscripted Unlimited show, I believe. We're doing the show. They'll get back to you in that on Friday night. Confirm. And then Sunday for the Stabcast with Mindy and Daniel. And then next week for week 15 recap, unless we're both busy next week, let everybody know that. But we'll try to be back next week for the recap week 15 and look ahead to week 15. There's only four more weeks left. Should be an interesting 4 weeks.
Right.
Well, for me and Cliff on the NFL Hard Hit Show, we're out. Later, Cliff.
All right. See ya.
Have a good week.
You too.
Thanks.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!